Łukasz Kowalik, welcome. There is a new craze in town. More and more people are collecting stamps during the Tall Ships Race's 2017 finals. Some people have them in specially dedicated albums, others on clothes or even on their bodies. Regatta stamp hunters are already out there collecting them at various locations. The stamps can be obtained from the sailors on the vessels as well as from the National Museum in Szczecin. They represent images of ships and buildings. It's worth to remember that the vessels will be open to the public and ready for visits tomorrow and on Monday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Some vessels have unusual visiting hours, so pay attention to the announcements on the Regatta radio station, which offers services in Polish, German and English. 120 medical rescue workers watch over safety during the Tall Ships races in Szczecin. There are also 9 ambulances at the Chrobry Embankment and on the Wasztownia Island. Luckily, there have been no serious events so far, but the services help in any situation. Today, some children and adults got lost but were happily reunited with their loved ones. The medical forces are divided, about 60 paramedics and 60 water rescue workers, says the medical coordinator Paweł Czerlecki. He adds that they try to ensure the safety of all visitors with the means at their disposal – medical patrols, ambulances and volunteers. If someone needs medical help, they should seek it through medical patrols that can be encountered on the event area or through medical points located on Komandorska Street and the Wasztownia Island. Medical rescue workers will work on site until the end of the event. Phone numbers to be remembered: 984 or 601 100 100. Now for the world news. There is grim information regarding the weather changes in Europe. Extreme weather could kill up to 152,000 people yearly on the continent by 2100. If nothing is done to curb the effects of climate change, scientists say in the Lancet Planetary Health Journal. According to the BBC World News, heat waves could cause 99% of all weather-related deaths, with southern Europe being most affected. Experts said the findings were worrying, but still warned that projections could be overestimated. The research analyzed the effects of 7 most dangerous types of weather-related events – heatwaves, cold snaps, wildfires, droughts, river and coastal floods and windstorms – in the 28 EU countries as well as Switzerland, Norway and Iceland. Climate change is one of the biggest global threats to human health of the 21st century, and its peril to society will be increasingly connected with water-driven hazards, says Giovanni Forizeri, one of the authors of the study. Now for the weather. The evening and night will be quite cold with temperatures dropping to 14 degrees Celsius. It will be partly cloudy with possible rainfall, so take an umbrella and Wellingtons along. However, tomorrow's weather looks a bit more optimistic with temperature reaching 22 degrees and partly cloudy sky with no rainfall. The news service in English will come back tomorrow at 9:30 a.m.